Miss Krause.
Speaking.
What do you know about candied yams?
They are very good with roast turkey.
Well, according to this, you bought 6 cases of them.
I got a very good bargain.
You call this a bargain? You keep getting bargains like this, and we're going to go broke.
I cannot concern myself with that.
Miss Krause, we're supposed to be cutting back, which we discussed at the staff meeting this morning, which I note you didn't attend.
Oh, did I miss your little meeting?
Yes, did it slip your little mind?
I have heard all about this budget business, and I am not buying it.
You're too busy buying everything else.
It's not your money.
Well, we pay taxes and go for that stuff. So it's your money and my money, too.
With my share, I bought candied yams.
What are you doing?
Pruning trees. What does it look like on the board?
There's nothing wrong with that bulb, and you changed it.
It's Wednesday. I change all the bulbs on Wednesday.
You mean you go around here and change bulbs before they blow?
I also eat before I starve to death.
Who hired you?
We got a contract with the state, mister.
No more bulb changing, that's it.
Mister, what do you care? It's the state's money.
It's stealing.
What stealing? Did I come in here with a gun and say, hand over your bulbs?
No more bulb changing. We'll change our own bulbs.
Fine. I'm leaving. My luck, I had to come in and change Ralph Nader's bulb.
Good morning, Benson.
Do you know we got a guy who comes in here and changes light bulbs before the old ones are warm?
Good morning, Benson.
You said that.
I know.
Good morning, Marcy.
Thank you.
Miss Sally, are you baking something special today?
7-layer chocolate cake.
You save the icing bowl for me?
Don't I always?
Come on, Katie, your ride is waiting to take you to school.
Okay. Goodbye, Miss Sally.
Bye, Katie.
Goodbye, Benson.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Sorry to have missed the meeting this morning, Benson.
I hope you brought a note from your mother.
Oh, Benson, I just missed my bus. I almost caught it at the signal. Spirit was willing, but the ankles were weak.
Miss Ellie, sit. Have tea.
Krause can make God bless you sound like an order.
Will you have some of your own pastry?
No, thank you, Gretchen. And I thought you were watching your figure.
Glad somebody is.
All right, read the speech again, Governor.
What was wrong the way I just read it?
Everything, sir. You have to deliver this to the State Employees Association. Now, they know these layoffs are coming, and they're going to be hostile. So you have to be forceful.
Oh, where would you like me to begin?
From the beginning.
And forceful.
Good idea.
Fellow citizens, we all share a common goal. To reach the objective that we have mutually decided is in our best interest. Together, we can work toward that end in a spirit of unity. That has always been our intent, and we continue to be our intent. I cannot do
it. You're not selling it, sir. Sell it.
How can I sell it? It doesn't make any sense.
Of course it doesn't. I wrote it that way on purpose.
It doesn't make any sense either.
But if you don't say anything, you can't offend anyone.
Oh, Taylor, just saying fellow citizens will offend somebody. We can't please all the people all the time. That's why we have to face up to this layoff problem head on and not hide behind a lot of empty phrases. We got to call a spade a spade.
And right after you call them that, you better run like hell.
Oh, Benson, I hope you didn't misunderstand.
I get the point.
No. We were talking about laying people off.
Well, it figures we're usually the first to go.
No, that wasn't it at all.
Governor, Benson understands that. Now, the 20% layoff...
Are you sure, Benson?
The 20%
layoff... Oh, of course, Governor.
We'll be with you in a minute, Benson. The 20%...
I can wait.
The 20% layoff will eliminate all superfluous personnel.
Superfluous personnel?
He means people.
Taylor, this state may be able to function without certain services, but people are never superfluous.
Well, almost never.
Percentages don't mean very much to me. How many people am I about to fire?
6,000.
6,000?
Give or take a few hundred.
Boy, am I glad I don't have your job, Governor.
Vincent, do you have any idea how I became governor?
Don't blame it on me. I didn't vote for you.
No, of course not. Well, I was elected on my campaign promise to cut taxes and reduce waste. Now, I've got to keep that promise. Benson, I'm afraid reduction in personnel includes this household.
Unfortunately, you'll have to fire 20% of the help.
Are you talking to me?
Aren't you director of household affairs?
Well, I must be doing a good job because ain't nobody in this household having an affair. Governor, I've never fired anybody.
I have, back at the paper mill. Old Frank Booty. He ran one of the buzz saws, but he loved his bourbon and he kept cutting off his finger. So I had to stop him while he could still scratch. So I fired him. That was 20 years ago. I hope I haven't lost the knack.
20% of the staff?
Benson, you're blowing this up out of all proportion. It comes to only 5 people.
Oh, sir, I don't know how to do it.
Well, it isn't easy. I remember it took me 3 hours and half a bottle of bourbon to fire old Frank. Multiplied by 6,000? That's a lot of bourbon.
It's part of your job, Benson.
And there's no other way.
Oh, come on, Benson. Certainly it must have occurred to you that sooner or later a member of the household staff would have to be fired.
Yeah. But I always thought it would be me.
Got some more, Benson.
Marcy, do you believe we've got a man who does nothing but turn on the lawn sprinklers?
He doesn't do anything else at all?
Turns them off.
I sure don't envy you this job. I know I couldn't do it. I'm just not
cold-blooded enough.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Cross. I think for the sake of staff morale, we should keep the layoffs a secret.
Good idea.
Benson, is it true you're the hatchet man? The whole staff's wondering who you're gonna give the axe to first. I say it was a rumor. You wouldn't fire anyone. Right, Benson?
Kay, I think your father's calling you.
All the way from the Capitol?
Sweetheart, sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do.
Just following orders?
Who are you gonna fire?
Nobody anybody'd miss.
Administrations come, administrations go, Benson, and I stay. Why? Because I am an institution.
And you belong in one. Who you got there?
Thelma Nagel, the seamstress.
He's gonna fire Mrs. Nagel?
Oh, honey, of course he isn't. Benson's simply reviewing personnel files. Not Thelma, Benson, you can't.
When's the last time the governor needed a formal gown? The woman's got nothing to do.
Well, she does, too. At this very moment, she's monogramming the cocktail napkins.
Ooh, pardonnez moi.
Benson, Mr. Nagel ran away.
Benson, Thelma has 3 little children.
No bedridden mother?
Sister.
Well, I hope we can get along without an assistant groundskeeper to turn the lawn sprinklers on.
What's his name?
Haggerty.
Hap Haggerty?
Yeah.
Well, prepare for a little statewide resistance. Hap's famous.
For turning on lawn sprinklers?
World War II.
He's our most highly decorated veteran.
Walter Whitley, is he somebody's mama? Walter Whitley.
Never heard of him.
Good, I'll check him out.
Great. Now, could I put the rest of these away?
Except that one.
Oh, Benson, not Miss Ellie.
No, Benson, please.
Over my dead body.
Sally can't leave, Benson. She's showing me how to make a pie crust and bake brownies, and teaching me how to play poker. For cookies.
Look, I feel the same way, but everyone else here does an essential job. Miss Ellie is a luxury. The taxpayers won't stand for the governor keeping a pastry chef. The high living is over.
Find something else for Miss Ellie to do.
Well, there isn't anything else, sweetheart.
She's my friend, Benson. You're my friend. You help her. Friends help each other. Right, Benson?
Whenever they can, Katie.
Benson.
It is not easy, I know, Benson. I once had to fire my mother.
He's a terrific guy, yeah. Did I mention he's a war hero? I did? Well, he's very good with water. Turns it on and off, mostly. Yeah, I'll hold.
Benson, Mrs. Nagel got the job, and it pays more than she was getting here.
What doesn't?
Well, what kind of job? Uh-huh. And what does a flood control engineer do? Well, that's what he does best. How much does it pay? That much, eh? You need two? No. Okay. Okay, tomorrow morning at 9. Thank you very much.
Any luck with Miss Ellie?
Well, they like her references and experience. But when they find out how old she is, they hang up.
Well, Benson, Miss Ellie is 75 years old. She's built up a very nice pension. She'll probably love retirement.
Let us hope so, because she's going to retire any minute now.
I sent for her.
Anything to nibble? Problem?
Firing people can be, yes.
Benson, you'll get used to it. You may even grow to like it. And just between the two of us, don't deny that it gives you a certain sense of power.
He has to fire Miss Ellie.
What? That sweet little old lady? My lord. What kind of a man are you, Benson? Are you completely devoid of feelings? Any crackers?
Anyone like some homemade fudge?
Why, thank you very much, Miss Ellie. I don't know what we do without you around here, Miss Ellie.
Mercy, I thought this might brighten up your desk.
Thank you.
I'm making something special for you and Gretchen. Strawberry tarts.
Good. It will give him something to choke on.
Is Gretchen angry with you?
She's just kidding. She's got a great sense of humor.
Really? I've known her over 20 years and never noticed. You asked to see me.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Ellie... How do you find time for roses, strawberry tarts, and making everybody feel so happy?
That's my whole life, Benson, doing little things for people here at the mansion. You have to have a purpose in life or you shrivel up and die. This is my home, Benson, and everyone here is very dear to me. Everyone here is my family. That's all right, Benson. I can do it.
Miss Ellie?
Yes, Benson.
You're doing a wonderful job. Keep up the good work, Miss Ellie.
Thank you, Benson.
Benson, you have just earned my share of the strawberry tarts.
Strawberries give me hives.
Yeah, but who can see them?
I can't me either. I came down for some...
It's on the stove.
Benson, I've got to get some sleep.
Me too.
I'm exhausted.
Me too.
I'm depressed.
Me too.
If I don't get some sleep soon, I'll be a blithering idiot.
How you want your milk?
Well, not too hot, but take the chill off it.
How's warm?
I'll try it that way. What's this?
Walter Whitley's nameplate. I found it in an office in the East Wing. They've been paying the man for 14 years, and he hadn't even been here.
Well, I hope they gave him notice.
They're investigating.
You know, it's men like this Whitley that undermine the public's faith in government. This man's a cheat, a fraud, a...
politician.
Listen, there's really nothing wrong with our government. It's the people who run it.
Yeah, no. Governor... About my firing five of the staff.
Oh, Taylor told me about poor Miss Ellie. I don't know how you did it.
Well, actually...
No. Don't dwell on it, Benson. Mm. No. I fired 6,302 people today. I'm not dwelling on it. Of course, I may never sleep again.
Well, about Miss Ellie...
I didn't think I could do it. The power to alter so many lives by just one phone call is frightening. Then I thought about you and how painful it must have been to fire that dear, sweet old lady face to face, knowing that she has no hope for the future. Well, you could do that. Well, how could I shirk my duty? You gave me the strength to live up to my responsibilities, Benson. Thank you.
Anytime.
Kitchen is closed. Get to bed.
I'm getting under mine.
Sorry, we woke you, Miss Cross. Good night.
Good night.
If we put her out at night, we wouldn't need the guard dogs.
Benson, you'll have to excuse me.
Me too.
Good night, Benson.
Good night, Governor.
Good night.
Good night. Miss Ellie.
Oh, good morning, Benson. Aren't they beautiful? Yes, Miss Ellie, they're beautiful. You have something to tell me.
Yes, ma'am. Why don't we sit down?
No, thank you. Come, Benson. Out with it. The world won't stop spinning.
Well, if you know what I'm going to say, why say it?
You don't seem like a man who'd take the easy way out. It's your job, Benson. Do it.
I'm going to have to let you go, Miss Ellie.
Years, Benson. It had to end sometime. You tried to tell me yesterday.
But I made some calls, and a good pastry chef's hard to find. We'll find something for you.
Benson, nobody wants a 75-year-old pastry chef. Nobody wants a 75-year-old anything. To hell with them.
Well, Miss Ellie...
You didn't have to do that. You said you'd help her. I thought you were my friend, but you don't care about anybody. You're gross and mean and awful and rotten. You're a mean person, Benson.
The child speaks the truth.
Katie, I want to talk about what happened downstairs. Now, just to set the record straight, honey, I'm responsible for Miss Ellie leaving, not Benson. We have too many in government, honey. We can't afford it anymore. I had to fire over 6,000 people yesterday. Yes, I did. And I didn't know any of them, so that made it a little easier. Benson had to fire a sweet old lady that he really cares about. I know Miss Ellie's your friend, so's Benson.
But he didn't...
Just a minute, honey. Let me finish. You hurt him, Katie. You made him feel bad. Now, you're both losing a good friend in Miss Ellie. Can you afford to lose one another as well? I know Benson can use a friend right now. How about you?
Benson, would you give me credit for knowing what you're feeling? After all, I learned something from 7 years on the couch.
You learned how to irritate people.
You have been unjustly accused of not caring about Miss Ellie. Now, you can't just tuck that away in the subconscious to fester and ferment and create blockage. With all that on your mind, how do you expect to get any work done?
With my pencil.
I am just trying to help you. I just thought you'd feel better if you talked it out, that's all.
Is that why you're doing all the talking?
Katie is all emotion at this age. She didn't mean to accuse you of extreme cruelty and utter indifference towards the aged. Come on, look on the bright side.
That wasn't it.
You okay?
Benson's home.
Not yet.
They almost got me that time, but I'm still faster.
You will slow down.
How's Miss Ellie doing with the new job you got for her?
Fine. She likes it a lot. She sent us some presents, handmade.
Oh, how lovely. It will match my boots.
They clash with the helmet. Here's a little something else.
Miss Ellie's eclair.
Ooh, they are so good.
Not a calorie in them.
Hold it right there, Taylor.
Oh, no, sir. Sir, I was here first.
Well, but rank has its privileges.
Yes, but I want it.
Taylor, I am the governor.
With all due respect, sir, I don't care if you're the Queen of England.
Now, we must learn to share, mustn't we?
Oh, all right.
Okay, there you go.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.